Walmart, the world's largest retailer, says it's considering siting a store in the city of Boston. The company has hired a local commercial real estate firm to scout possible locations and has engaged a local PR firm to help sell the idea. However, the move is drawing concern among some local Boston businesses and public officials. So officials in Roxbury have called a community meeting tonight to discuss Walmart's intentions. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
There's speculation that one of the locations for a Walmart store could be on Melnea Cass Boulevard in Roxbury. The nearby Dudley Square District is home to small, locally based businesses. Among them, Tropical Foods on Washington Street, directly across from the vacant lot on Melnea Cass. The store was founded more than three decades ago by an immigrant from Cuba. Now, a third generation of his family is running Tropical Foods. Ron Gary Jr. and his brother bought it from their father 5 years ago.
You know, my grandfather grew the business from just 2,000 square feet, you know, started the business. My father grew it into its current size, and my brother and I want to grow it as well.
In July, the Gary brothers were among four groups submitting proposals to the Boston Redevelopment Authority for city-owned parcels of land in this area.
So we wanted to build this new store, and it would be more than twice the size of the existing store, but that's where the Walmart situation, you know, presents a little bit of a wrinkle.
Walmart has not submitted a proposal for the BRA properties, but admits that it is looking for several possible locations in the city. That has caught Ron Gary off guard.
For years and years and years, everyone said, you'll never see Walmart in the city. There's not enough room. And then somewhere along the line, Walmart realized that they had saturated the suburbs, and they came up with this new concept called the Walmart Neighborhood Store, which is essentially a grocery store. And now they're really targeting the cities.
Walmart currently has 47 stores and two Sam's Clubs in Massachusetts. Boston is the latest big city it's targeting.
We have four stores in Philly. We have four stores planned for Washington, D.C. We have two stores in Chicago with nine more on the way.
That's Steve Restivo, Walmart's Senior Director of Community Affairs. So far, the retailer has gotten a mostly cool reception from top officials in Boston, starting with Mayor Tom Menino.
Walmart is a huge corporation. What they do is they come into a community, and all the mom-and-pop stores disappear eventually, and the money goes to Arkansas. I want the money to stay here with the mom-and-pop stores, put local people to work.
But Restivo of Walmart seems unaware of Menino's opinion.
Have you met with the mayor directly, and have you met with any of the city councilors?
We have.
You met with Mayor Menino?
Correct.
And his response to you was?
I don't know that there was a specific response. It was a conversation. We continue to keep his office updated on our progress in the city, just like we would with any mayor in any city across the country.
He seems to be against having a Walmart in the city.
Okay. I don't know.
Walmart's local PR consultant later admitted that Restivo had not talked directly with the mayor. All this is going on as the city works on a plan to revitalize Dudley Square. The Menino administration has promised to anchor the district by relocating Boston Public School headquarters there. Joyce Stanley is executive director of Dudley Square Main Streets.
Almost every building was either partially or totally vacant, and we've gotten all of them opened and a lot of them renovated. Now we need to build a better mix of businesses in a bad economy. So to have a large major store come here, that's going to undermine that whole process.
Stanley wants to preserve the diversity of the neighborhood, and she wants to find a way to grow longtime area businesses, such as Tropical Foods. Its co-owner, Ron Gary, says the benefits go beyond his store.
When you have an independent local supermarket, it's also where do you buy your goods? We've spent $2.5 million a year with local meat vendors, produce vendors, and Walmart buys nationally. They're buying from Arkansas or direct from California. So it's not just the jobs of Tropical Foods and the economic impact of Tropical Foods, but it's where our dollars are being spent and how those dollars are being recycled in the community at these local vendors that's important as well.
But that's not what many Tropical Foods customers are thinking about when they hear that Walmart may be coming to the area. Customers such as 78-year-old Elfrida Wright, who moved here from Jamaica 2 years ago.
I hope I will live to see come.
and Veronica Boyd, who comes to Tropical Foods from the South End.
I love Walmart. They should bring a Walmart here in this area because it's cheaper.
But
there is a cost to low cost, and I think people need to know that.
City Councilor Tito Jackson.
Walmart would not be a good fit in Roxbury and in the Melnia Cass area. It is a very, very sensitive business district and an area where there are a lot of small businesses. And this organization has a demonstrated history of putting out of business many of our small businesses.
Walmart spokesman Steve Restivo responds.
I think it's a nice talking point. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of statistics and facts to support that. And in fact, what we find more often is the case is the opposite is true. Our stores actually serve as magnets for growth and development.
He says Walmart looks forward to proving that in and around Boston. However, the retailer doesn't plan to send a representative to the community meeting tonight in Dudley Square, where residents and business owners will weigh in on whether or not Walmart would be a good fit for Roxbury. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.